Hello, my name is Victoria Kennefic, and this is my poem, Prayer to Audrey Hepburn. O blessed Audrey of the feline eye flick, jutting bones, slim-hipped androgyny of wartime rationing, I've missed your nightly visitations. I summoned you, carefully cutting around your monochrome face in mother's fashion magazines, pointing the scissors away from myself as I had been taught, your name an incantation on my lips. I stuck those pieces of you to my pink walls with rolled up sellotape and waited. You came, sheathed in black with the posture of a reed. Hypnotized, I prayed to you for grace, that I could sew my mouth closed like a doll, be a sculpture made of skin. Years later, and there's a person growing in my uterus, my body a building site. I intercede to you again, snip around your slinky silhouette. In scissors blades, I see myself, 13, when you fall out of the shadows. Oh, Audrey, can't stay, you hiss. You stare at me with saucer eyes. I am hungry, you say, hungry like you. I can't help but laugh. I am too big to be a woman. You lean over the bed. I am conscious of my pudgy belly, my rat's nest hair, but you take my face in your hands, kiss me hard, pushing your gorgeous tongue across the length of mine. Afterwards, we scream with laughter, our seams popping. As a child, I was completely obsessed with the stars of old Hollywood, and particularly with Audrey Hepburn, who was my absolute favourite. I had her picture on my bedroom wall, and often went to sleep praying that I would grow up to resemble her. Last year, when I was pregnant with my first child, I was forced to confront this long-held and very secret hope. But during the final exhausting weeks before my daughter was born, I rewatched her films, and the chasm between us was never more evident. I felt cow-heavy, as Sylvia Plath says in her poem Morning Song. My body was awkward and slow, and I was disheartened by these old feelings of comparison with Hepburn, so I decided to research her life in order to better understand her and myself. And it was in reading about her life I learned the extent of her anxieties and insecurities, and how she was deeply affected by the unrealistic and oppressive expectations that women had to endure back then, and indeed that we as women all still grapple with today. And it was, I suppose, a realisation that maybe myself and Audrey Hepburn had a lot more in common than I thought. And this poem, I suppose, is a homage to her too, and a point of meeting where we both make peace with what's been going on, maybe rebel against it a little bit.